Hello everyone, this is Helena. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. How has your Christmas week been? Are you ready to celebrate the new year? How do you usually celebrate holidays? Would you have a nice dinner gathering with your family? Would you hang out with friends, have a romantic date with your partner, or would you throw a party with some alcohol? Well, if you're those people who love drinking, this video is perfect for you. Drinking, being tipsy, or even getting drunk can be fun sometimes, but hangovers are something we definitely want to avoid. 这边的 tipsy 呢，指的就是还没有到醉之前那种茫茫的状态，而 drunk 就是喝醉了。那最后的 hangover 中文意思就是宿醉。A hangover can give you a headache, muscle pain, nausea, and make your body feel tired. Basically, a hangover can ruin your day. I have seen people lying on their bed for the whole day having bad hangovers. They look like this. And I also have a funny hangover story to share with you later, so remember to listen until the end.
如果大家好奇想要听我宿醉的故事的话，记得要听到今天的最后哦。
Now, how can we save ourselves or our friends from these annoying side effects from drinking? Summarizing from the video, science tells us to avoid hangovers, we should eat some fatty food before we drink, avoid dark liquor, have a nice breakfast with eggs, bananas, and fruit juice, and always remember to drink a lot of water.
为了避免宿醉，影片告诉我们四大要诀。首先就是喝酒前要多吃有脂肪的食物，然后不要喝深色的酒精，因为红酒那类的深色酒精会让我们更容易宿醉。然后气泡饮料也会加速酒精的吸收。另外早餐可以多吃蛋类、香蕉、果汁等来增加体力。最后呢，就是要记得喝很多很多的水。那影片当中其实都有解释它的科学原因，那我在这边就不多说了，请大家自己去看吧。
So, if you have some friends who always struggle on the next day after drinking, send this video to them. But before we do that, let's first take a look at today's sentence. But perhaps the most important rule? Know your limit. There are major differences between genders, races, and individuals when it comes to alcohol.
So this sentence actually describes the last and most important rule. How to not get a hangover, don't get drunk, and to avoid getting drunk, we need to know our limits.
所以这个句子就是在说，最重要的原则是要知道自己的酒量，然后不要超过了，不然就会过度饮酒而造成宿醉的结果。但其实不只是上面说的基因会造成人的酒量有所差异，环境也会。我有很多像是中东或者是欧洲的朋友，他们到了香港读书之后才发现，诶，自己的酒量怎么只剩原本的一半啊？这是因为香港相对湿气比较重嘛，那这个就是环境还有气候上的改变而导致了人酒量的一个差异，一个落差。所以大家如果有计划要出国，然后去个酒吧小酌一杯之类的，也要小心哦。可能你在台湾三杯也不会醉，或者是五杯都没有感觉，可能去到了一个气候有相对落差比较大的地方，就突然之间一杯就呛掉了，也是有可能的哦。
All right, now let's move on to today's pronunciation tips.
我们先来看第一段 ，But perhaps the most important rule.But perhaps 这边的 perhaps 的 ps 的音要记得发出来，发清楚一点，不能省略哦。Perhaps, perhaps. 然后 the most important rule 这边 important 照理来说应该是发音成 important， 有两个 t 的音嘛。但是在我们念得很快的时候，在美式发音当中会习惯把 important 这个 tent 省略成一个 n 的感觉，就会变成 important, important.所以 important rule, rule 这边记得最后舌尖要顶在上颚才会好听哦。important rule, important rule。然后 know your limit, limit 这边的 T 一样，它的气音可发可不发。那在影片当中它是做一个省略的，就会变成 know your limit, know your limit。
再来往下看。There are major differences between, 这边的 between, 念 ween 的时候记得嘴角要往两边撑开一点点，然后再加上一点鼻音 between, between, gender, races, and individuals. Individuals 这个字我们先来拆解一下，它一共有四个音节，就是 individuals. 注意 di 这边是发 d 的音，然后 vi 也是 v 的感觉，不要发成 individuals 哦，是 individuals。
然后最后 D-U-A-L-S 那个部分呢，它的 D 可以比较想成是 J 的发音，它是 Jules Jules， 所以连在一起就是 Individuals Individuals。 接下来 When it comes to alcohol 这边的 When it 可以做一个连音，把 N 跟 it 连在一起变成 knit When it When it comes to alcohol。 那我们最后看一下 alcohol 这个字，它有三个音节，分成 L可Hall， 那 AL 这个就跟我们在讲英文字母 L 的感觉是一样的 L Alcohol， 然后 CO 是发 K K HOL 发 Hall Hall， 所以连在一起就会是 Alcohol Alcohol。 好，那最后我们看一下停顿点跟声调的部分。 But perhaps the most important role Role 这边语气要做一个上扬，然后做停顿。 Know your limit这三个字声调逐渐往下，然后停。 There are major differences between genders, races, and individuals. There are major 这个字呢， major 可以做强调跟上扬。 Differences between genders 一个小停顿， races 一个小停顿， and individuals 这边可以停可不停。 When it comes to alcohol， 最后我们再一起来念一次。 But perhaps the most important rule, know your limit.There are major differences between genders, races, and individuals when it comes to alcohol. 好，那马上来进入今天的重点单字。首先，第一个是 perhaps， perhaps， 它是一个副词，意思是或许、可能。For example, perhaps it's a stupid decision. Perhaps it's a stupid decision. 这也许是一个很笨的决定。或者是 it's almost 2020. Perhaps I should change my hairstyle.It's almost 2020. Perhaps I should change my hairstyle. 2020快到了，也许我也该换个发型了。所以基本上 perhaps 跟 maybe 在句子当中的用法是差不多，意思也是差不多的。但 maybe 在口语当中更适合用来做简短的回答。譬如说有个人问你 Do you have a boyfriend? 你就可以说 maybe， 但通常不会讲 perhaps。 那再来我们看到第二个单字 major， major，它的中文意思是较重要的、主要的，或者是重大的。For example, there have been major changes in this country since the new government was formed. There have been major changes in this country since the new government was formed. 新政府上任后，国家内有了一些重大的改变。那另外 ，major 也可以当作大学主科或者是主修的意思来使用。它可以是名词，也可以是动词。For example, what is your major?What is your major? 你主修什么？那在这句当中的 major 就是以名词来使用。那我们再来看第二个例句。I majored in English. I majored in English. 我主修英文。这边的 major 呢就是以动词来使用。所以如果说 someone major in something, 就是某人主修某科的意思。那我们再来看到第三个单字。Race. Race.在我们的句当中，它是一个名词，意思是人种或者是种族。For example, melting pot societies often contain different races and mixed race people. Melting pot societies often contain different races and mixed race people. 移民社会当中常会包含不同的种族，还有混血儿。刚刚例句当中的 melting pot 它是大熔炉的意思，那同时也可以用来指移民社会。然后 mixed race 就是混血的意思。再来我们看到下一个单字 alcohol， 它就是酒精或者是乙醇。For example, I had too much alcohol， 我喝太多酒了。另外常见的用法是 alcohol free， 无酒精的。alcohol free 它中间有一个连字号，一个 dash。For example, are there any alcohol free beverages for kids?Are there any alcohol-free beverages for kids? 有给小孩喝的无酒精饮料吗？那我们所谓的 alcoholic, alcohol 加上 IC, alcoholic, 就是酒鬼或者是酒精上瘾的意思。那我最后就来补充一些酒的相关单字，就是大家去酒吧的时候可以用的，常常在 menu 上面会看到的。首先大家最知道的应该就是 beer, 啤酒。然后还有 cider 大家应该也很常喝，就是 apple cider 的那个 cider， 但这边的 cider 不是苹果西达，它只是西达酒或者是气泡酒。再来还有 cocktail 就是我们所谓的鸡尾酒或者是调酒，通常它都会有
就是 cocktail 它是一个类别，然后它下面还有很多不同的酒这样子。那还有很熟悉的可能是 wine 葡萄酒，但是 wine 它其实还有分成 red wine 跟 white wine， 就是红酒跟白酒。那再来还有 spirits 它是我们常常会用的灵魂这个字 spirits， 那它也可以当做烈酒来使用，就是伏特加、威士忌那些都可以叫做 spirits。 最后呢就是我们的 shots S-H-O-T shot， 它指的是单一杯的烈酒，就是那种小小 一个小杯子，然后你一口可以干掉的那种烈酒的 shot。 For example, she felt dizzy after taking 2 shots of tequila. She felt dizzy after taking 2 shots of tequila. 她喝了两杯龙舌兰 shot 之后就晕了。所以你会发现在这个例句当中，当我们要说我们喝了两杯龙舌兰的时候，不会说 I drink 2 shots of tequila， 而是会说 I take 2 shots of tequila， 是搭配 take 这个动词来使用的。好，这样子应该有补充到一些还蛮实用的酒类单字了。那最后在讲我的宿醉故事之前，我们先来看一下上周的留言。上礼拜我们讲到了关于教育大学的主题，后来我在留言区问大家说大学一定要做的事是什么嘛，谢谢很多人都有回复。那有些人说要谈恋爱，要打工，夜唱夜冲，看日出，翘课，参加社团等等等，其实我觉得都好，也都有道理，因为生活嘛还是过得开心不后悔最重要。那再来我想要分享 Shakespeare 先生还有莉亚小姐的留言。莉亚她说精英大学的确可以提供比较多资源，但最重要的是这个科系你是否有兴趣，以及这个环境你是否能适应。那 Shakespeare 也说了，学生要有对未来的想法，这样才知道自己需要找什么资源来充实自己，只是随波逐流的话，就算从名校出来也是载浮载沉而已。我觉得他们讲的很有道理耶，就是说就算我们硬把自己塞进一间名校好了，然后换得一张很漂亮的毕业证书，可是我们在那4年当中可能根本不快乐，身边的朋友也不是志同道合的人，这样子的话出来也是一片迷茫，不知道自己要干嘛，然后做的事可能自己也不喜欢，每天就是随波逐流然后消磨时间而已。所以我觉得真的找到自己的适合的环境是最重要，然后好好去培养能力，然后发掘自己的兴趣，这些还是最根本的问题吧。好，马上回到我们宿醉的主题，终于我要来分享我喝醉酒然后隔天宿醉很惨的故事啦，不知道大家有没有很期待。在开始之前，因为我觉得用中文说实在太羞愧了，所以我决定用英文跟大家讲故事。 My story happened in around half a year ago. On the night after our graduation, we had a huge party on the beach. Everyone was happily drinking and dancingI was drinking with my friends as well. And since it was a farewell party, I didn't think too much about my limit. I was completely over it, actually. I passed out on my bed without having any water and woke up with a lot of sand on me. I went to shower in the morning with a huge headache. While having my last brunch with my teacher and my classmates, I was really dizzy. My face was pale and my mind was gone. I ended up vomiting in the toilet after breakfast. And that was not fun at all.就是这是个反面教材啦，我通常有喝酒就一定会在睡觉前疯狂喝水，因为宿醉真的太痛苦了，我真的不想再经历一次。 So this story tells us it's important to know your limit and actually follow it. Drink more water or it will be no fun the next day. 当然为了各位的身体着想，少喝酒是最好的，但如果遇到这种大型派对不得不去的场合，或者是尾牙有交际应酬之类的时候，有时候总是要喝一点，但如果要喝的话就要记得好好做好这些防宿醉的措施啦。 And how about you? Have you experienced a hangover after drinking? And how would you celebrate Christmas or New Year's? Share something and leave a comment below. Alright, that's all for today. Hope you enjoyed today's episode.Remember to record your challenge for today before you leave. I wish you all a happy new year and I will see you in 2020. 时间过得真的是太快啦，2019就要结束了。我在这边先预祝大家新年快乐，那我们明年见吧，拜拜。